streams are flowing sweet as wine, and an old empty beer can buy a man a dime. I love those.
Welcome back to Association Impact on Michigan Business Network. I'm Cheryl Ronk, the host of the show, and today I am learning more about the e-commerce revolution from David Akers, who is CEO and founder of Collaborant Group. So, David, we were just talking about buying power and how associations, well, and you were talking about how spending dollars can get you more by going in and really looking at that collective buying power. So let's talk a little bit about how associations can leverage buying power.
Well, associations do that today.
They do.
In many regards. And yeah. Associations, as you certainly well know, have member benefit programs. The basic concept typically of a member benefit program is the association establishes a relationship with a vendor of products or services, and that vendor provides concessions in terms of better pricing and better terms and conditions in the contract.
Right.
Such that the association members are going to get a better deal because of the fact that they are a member of that association.
Right. And usually what the association brings to the table is that collective group.
Absolutely. It's access. If you think about it from a seller's perspective, the association is what's called a distribution channel, where the seller can sell its products and services to a large number of potential customers in a cost-effective way.
Right.
And passes some of those savings along to the association members as
right.
a result.
Right. And so with this, you know, many associations target specific programs where they can go in and leverage that buying power in a unique way. So you've also right. seen that large organizations leverage their buying power to be able to get those discounts.
Absolutely. What large, you know, what Fortune 500, Fortune 1000, multinational companies do is they try and streamline their spend, focus their spend so that rather than having every office or every buyer buying from a different office supply company, a large organization tries to get all of its buyers to buy from one company
right.
and to aggregate its own buying power internally. Associations are very similar from an analogous perspective.
Okay, so I understand that you've designed a new product that can, in many ways, revolutionize the way that associations deliver member services. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, Cheryl, we've been working with associations at this point for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And primarily what we do is we bring contracts with vendors, deals, if you will, to associations to add to associations' member benefits portfolio. And so while an association aggregates buying power of its own members, we're aggregating buying power of multiple associations and all of their members to get even better terms and conditions and pricing from vendors. And over the years, what I noticed is that associations have a number of struggles when it comes to managing their own member benefits programs. And I won't go through the entire list, but a couple that come to mind are that, one, if you're an association offering member benefits programs, you're directing your members to go to a number of different vendors in different locations and in different ways, some online, some by phone, in order to access those programs. So your members don't have a one-stop shop. Two is that you as an association don't really have visibility into which of your members are using which programs until maybe you get a report from a vendor that tells you.
Right.
So there's a whole series of other challenges, and our goal, Cheryl, was to say, hey, what can we do to help associations have better visibility and better management controls over the actual participation of their own members in their own member benefit programs, and what can we do to make it easier for those association members to be able to participate in and use those member benefit programs? And those were our objectives in developing the e-commerce marketplace that we've established today.
Wonderful. So what really triggered? Was there anything that really triggered for you that, oh my gosh, there's an opportunity here?
Hearing repeated frustration.
And the similarity of those? Yeah.
I have a keen ear for frustration, Cheryl, and I would tell you that in working with associations over the years and working with folks like you and your members, we heard a lot of frustration. We heard a lot of You know, hey, we're trying to provide more value to our members, and we're trying to create non-dues revenue opportunities for ourselves while we are bringing more value to our members. But we're not experts in many associations are not experts in member benefit programs. The member benefits are actually programs. Those programs are actually adjuncts or additional offerings that aren't necessarily part of the core of an association's purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we wanted to do was we wanted to make it much easier for associations to offer benefits to their members, to manage those benefits, and frankly, to profit from those member benefits.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, again, we're running up against a break, so we're going to thank our sponsors and be right back and hear more from you about the e-commerce platform and MSAE's partnership. So stay with us on the radio show, Association Impact, on Michigan Business Network.
Her Great Lakes and her rivers are flowing sweet as wine, and an old empty beer can buy a man a dime.
I woke November morning, hungover